Let's listen to another story by Hans Christian Andersen.
Great. How about The Princess and the Pea? Once upon a time, there lived a prince who wanted nothing more than to marry a real princess.
I've looked the world over and have yet to find a real princess.
His parents, the king and queen, felt the same way.
Our dear son must marry no one but a real princess.
Quite right, my queen, quite right.
He's brought home so many young women, but none have passed the test.
Perhaps, gracious queen, the test is a bit too difficult. I mean, some of those young ladies were dear girls.
Not since my husband. They were fakes, phonies, frauds. A real princess would pass the test.
And so it went, until one night there was a dreadful storm.
Now who could that be at this hour of the night? All the servants are sleeping. I guess I'll just have to get up and answer the door myself. Now, where are my slippers? Wife, queen, where are my slippers?
What do you need your slippers for? It's the middle of the night.
Someone's knocking at the palace gate. There, hear it?
Yes, yes. Here are your slippers. But take your sword as well. Who knows what's out there? In fact, I'm coming with you. Now, where are my slippers?
So the king and queen went to see who could be knocking at the palace door in the middle of a stormy night.
All right. We're coming.
Careful now, husband. Why, it's a girl.
Come in, my child. You're soaked to the skin.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Are you from the town, girl? You know you've knocked at the door of the king. You've gotten us both out of bed.
Oh, I'm truly sorry, Your Highness. I'm not from the town. I'm a princess from a faraway country and was just passing through your kingdom when I was caught in this horrible storm. I do hope you can give me a bed in which to sleep tonight. I'll be on my way tomorrow morning, but I do so need a place to stay tonight.
Oh, of course, my child. There's a free bedchamber down the hall.
Oh, what's all this noise about? It's the middle of the night.
Oh, my son, this young woman claims she's a princess, although to look at her with her wet hair and water streaming from her dress and shoes, she doesn't look much like one. However, the king's invited her to stay the night. I go now to prepare her bed, just as I prepared the beds for all the other princesses you brought home. Go back to bed now, son. You must get your sleep.
All in good time, Mother. I'll just keep the princess company while you make up her bed.
I'll go help your mother.
So while the prince kept the princess company, the king and queen made up the guest bed in a very interesting way.
Dear queen, must you pile up the 20 mattresses again?
You heard what she said. She says she's a princess, so she must be put to the test. There! 20 duck feather mattresses. Now hand me up the 20 goose down quilts. Good.
What have you put under all this softness this time?
A single green pea, uncooked, straight out of the pod. A single green pea under 20 quilts and 20 mattresses. If she feels it, she's surely a princess.
The next morning, the king, queen, and prince sat at the long table eating breakfast. Actually, they were not eating much, for they were waiting for the princess to come in. When she finally did, it was the queen who asked her the question.
How did you sleep, my dear?
All awaited her answer. The servants in the kitchen stopped their clattering and chattering and listened. The gardener, clipping and snipping the hedge under the window, stopped and listened. The king, queen, and the prince looked at the girl and waited for her answer. And this is what they heard.
Oh,
very badly did I sleep. I scarcely closed my eyes all night. I'm sure I don't know what was in the bed. Excuse me, kind hosts, if I complain, for I lay on something so hard all night that my whole body is black and blue. It was dreadful. I only tell you to save you the embarrassment of giving that bed to someone else of greater importance than myself.
My dear, you've passed the test. Here, son, is a real princess. Only a real princess has such sensitive skin.
With that, the palace rejoiced. Fireworks were shot off to let the whole town know that the prince had finally found a real princess. And the prince immediately asked the princess if she would marry him. Well, you can imagine her surprise, but this is what she replied. Yes, prince, I will marry you. I've been traveling far and wide looking for a real prince. I know you must be one, for who else would go through so much trouble to find a real princess? And so they were married and lived happily ever after. I'm going to check under my mattress tonight. I may have been sleeping on a pea all this time.
Me too.